For Thursday, October 8th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Thursday. You're with Pastor Patrick, and it is good that we are gathered together to be encouraged, that is, challenged by the written word of God. Today, we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of Matthew, specifically chapter 11. The focus of today's devotion is going to be on verse 28. I'm going to read from verse 25 forward. This section of scripture is titled, "Come to me and I will give you rest." This is what the word of God teaches. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and in the understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "The Exclusiveness of Christ." And this is what he wrote. Is it not humiliating to be told that we must come to Jesus? Think of the things we will not come to Jesus about. If you want to know how real you are, test yourself by these three words. Come unto me. In every degree in which you are not real, you will dispute rather than come. You will quibble rather than come. You will go through sorrow rather than come. You will do anything rather than come the last lap of unutterable foolishness. You come just as you are. As long as you have the tiniest bit of spiritual impertinence, it will always reveal itself in the fact that you are expecting God to tell you to do a big thing, and all he is telling you to do is come. Come unto me, is what Jesus said. When you hear those words, you will know that something must happen in you before you can come. The Holy Spirit will show you what you have to do, anything at all that will put the axe at the root of the thing which is preventing you from getting through. You will never get further until you are willing to do that one thing. The Holy Spirit will locate the one impregnable thing in you, but he cannot budge it unless you are willing to let him. How often have you come to God with your requests and gone away with the feeling, "Oh well, I have done it this time," and yet you go away with nothing, whilst all the time God has stood and outstretched his hands, not only to take you, but for you to take him. Think of the invincible, unconquerable, unwearying patience of Jesus when he says, "Come unto me." You know, I really can't count how many times that I've been where this devotion describes, where I've got that thing that I know I need to take unto God. I need to take it right to him. Yet for whatever reason, I hold on to it and I refuse to budge. When I do get to the point where I'm willing to take it to him, I always ask myself, why didn't I do this sooner? It really does come down to stubbornness and a sense of obedience and submission to him. How will you be more obedient and more submissive to your Lord and Savior Jesus this week? Is there something that you have that you're holding tight to that you refuse to take unto him? Now is the time. Jesus says, "Come unto me." I hope you've been challenged and encouraged today. I hope you'll join again tomorrow as we look to the writings in Romans, specifically chapter 6, verses 13 to 22. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.